The Scholars at Hallwall's lecture series begins this Friday with a talk provocatively entitled Art, Sex, and the 60s. The label may project visions of art studios filled with drugs and naked models, but in talking with Professor Jonathan Katz, those attending the lecture should expect to go much deeper.
And you think, what is this thing about? you read my expression. Right, right.
Aside from one or two what can be called I hope the teacher doesn't call on me moments, Professor Katz provided a compelling 20-minute outline of the talk he'll deliver for this week's initial Scholars at Hallwalls. He touches many bases, starting with references of how the Industrial Revolution destroyed human connections, a reality that has been solidified by the office cubicles of today. Katz whisks through a compelling backstory that has produced the modern American condition.
There was actually a moment in which we understood progressive politics as all about commonality and communion. And we've lost that moment. And we've lost that moment in part because today we can't see it. We so powerfully understand identity as inherently that which divides us from one another.
And according to Professor Katz, that isolation makes us easier to control. Katz brings it all together with a discussion about art, human touch, and politics. More of this conversation is available at WBFO.org. The public can get more Friday when Professor Jonathan Katz opens this year's Scholars at Hallwall series at 4 p.m.
I want to go back because you've talked about a language of commonality. And if we think back to 2008 when President Obama wasn't president yet, but he came on like this superstar, and he seemed to have that type of language. I'm curious what your thoughts were when you saw him emerge. And again, we're getting off the topic a little bit, but this is a fascinating part of this.
Well, and when I saw Obama emerge, I thought, finally, someone who is able to articulate the American polity as necessarily interconnected, interwoven, who could perhaps create a new language of politics. That failed. It failed in part for reasons that are out of his control, that he was just set up from the very beginning by his political opponents and constantly thwarted. But it also failed in part, I think, because he failed to powerfully convince us that this was a new model that we needed to think through in the way that actually the Reagan Revolution very successfully conveyed to people that there was a larger politics of the more I get, the less you get. I seem to remember the bumper stickers of that era saying, "He who has the most toys wins," I think was one of the statements I remember. And that was, you know, in every respect, that era.
Future talks in the Scholars at Hallwall series will look at a wide variety of topics: Roman poetry, the planning of 18th century Britain, the workings of Buffalo's early African American churches. In each case, audiences will be hearing the products of lengthy research conducted by scholars while on sabbatical as part of a program sponsored by UB's Humanities Institute. Jonathan Katz presents the first Scholars at Hallwall's lecture this Friday at 4 with Art, Sex, and the 60s. As director of the doctoral program in visual studies in the Department of Art at the University of Buffalo, Professor Katz offers a scathing assessment of how the art world has changed drastically in a half century.
I see artists whose ambitions are written in numbers, not in social movements. And that worries me. What we have, paradoxically, is a situation in which as increasingly astronomical sums have been achieved by works of art, the measure of quality is increasingly material, not social.
Professor Jonathan Katz begins this year's Scholars at Hallwall series on Friday at 4 with Art, Sex, and the 60s. The lecture is free and open to the public. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.